We do begin with a light in the first part of the eighth chapter. We have here a light of the lampstand and a leva for the Levites. And that is the message here. We're still part of the cleansing operation in preparation for the wilderness march. They had to be clean, those that were going to follow God and serve God. And it would seem at first that this lampstand's out of place. It belongs back in Exodus, someone would say, where we had the instructions for the tabernacle. But now let's look at it, and I'm reading now, chapter 8, verse 1 of Numbers. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron, and say unto him, When thou lightest the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light over against the lampstand. And Aaron did so. He lighted the lamps thereof over against the lampstand, as the Lord commanded Moses. And this work of the lampstand was of beaten gold, under the shaft thereof, under the flowers thereof, was beaten work, according unto the pattern which the Lord had showed Moses, so he made the lampstand. Now when we look at this very carefully, we find it's really not out of place at all. The lampstand is described again for us here. It was the most beautiful article of furniture that was in the tabernacle, of the seven articles of furniture. We're told here it was made of beaten gold, and it was molded, and I ought not to say molded, because actually this was the work of an artisan of shaping it into the form of branches of almonds, and a great almond blossom at the top held the lamps. And it is the most perfect picture of Christ that we have in the tabernacle. The lights up on top represent the Holy Spirit, and the lights reveal the beauty of Christ and the beauty of the lampstand. And the lampstand speaks of Christ, and Christ upholds the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit into the world, and the Spirit of God takes the things of Christ and shows them unto us. Now, if you'll notice, we saw last time that the princes brought gifts to God, and it comes between the gifts of the princes and the cleansing of the Levites. In other words, everything must be done in the light of the cross. Everything must be done in the light of the Word of God. We're told that at the very beginning of the church, there were four marks of the visible church. I have a little book entitled The Spiritual Fingerprints of the Visible Church, and it's Acts 2:42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and in prayers, and in fellowship, and in breaking of bread. I've got them a little out of order, but I have all four of them there. These are the fingerprints of the visible church. And the church has to walk in the light of this. Here is where the church gets its instructions. It's from the Word of God, not from a book of church order or some other place. Now, the lampstand is the light. The Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and He's revealed in the Word of God. And everything must be done in the light of His presence. And the only place in the world you're going to find out about Him is in the Word of God.